talk it all over and we'll find out who was right.
All right. So we are here with Kaya from the official podcast. He just witnessed the ending of the voicemail episodes. I'm proud to say that we made it through all the voicemails. It took 10 episodes to do so, but we fulfilled our commitment.
That's a lie.
We had a commitment? What's like a 10-show deal?
Contract. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll reiterate my apology on your actual episode. I'm sorry for doing that to you. In the end, I did end up feeling bad for you guys.
No, you just didn't. A little. You don't have to lie.
All right. I am going to try to stall because I'm trying to remember. I was supposed to play some audio at the beginning of the show, but Anthony didn't give me time to get ready.
Blame the shit on me. Dick. The worst part is people actually fucking believe you.
I mean, if you're looking for topics, you guys have plenty.
No, we got topics. I just wanted to play this voicemail as the from the start of the show.
Hey there, Trey again. Sorry about that. The acid kicked in. I was just going to ask Anthony, what are your music influences? Like, what if you actually, like you said that you play guitar? Like, what genre do you play? What bands do you listen to? Do you want to do anything else? And Doug, what do you do? I honestly have no idea what you do other than complain and talk about black people. All right, Sue.
So awesome.
All right. Anthony, do you want to go first?
No, I want you to go first. Yours is more interesting.
So I have been unemployed for the last 18 months. As it turns out, I don't really like talking about this, but there was an influx of black people that moved into the where I was living, and they took my job. So then I just decided to start podcasting. Now you go.
Podcasting does seem to be a white man's game.
I want to build a wall around Africa so I can protect my job.
I didn't realize we could make things up. Let me see here. Oh shit. To say that I play guitar is a stretch. I played in punk rock bands when I was in high school and just in high school, I guess. What I listen to. I listen to a lot of punk rock. I listen to some like folk music, pretty much anything that has stories of people's struggles. I like hip hop, like old school hip hop where they talk about, you know, how hard it is to be black and that kind of stuff. I like stories about hardships. I don't know. I like that kind of shit. What was the rest of the question? I already forgot.
No, you answered it.
My aspirations. I don't have any. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a musician, but I hate people. And to be a musician, you got to go around a bunch of people and tour. Fuck all that shit. So that's it.
So how do you have a family when you don't like meeting people, networking? How did that end up happening?
I don't know what you mean.
How'd you meet somebody to fuck if you don't like going outside?
Yeah, how do you woo anyone?
Woo? Look at me. I don't have to woo anybody. we worked together at the fucking Kmart. I met her when I was 17. I'm assuming that if I wouldn't have, I'd be single. That's just the way it works.
It's kind of a cute story. You're like very conservative Amish. Like, you know, you married your crush, your childhood crush. It's cute.
Okay. God, yeah, I'm glad you appreciate it.
You're trying to be nice.
Do you think that anybody really cares?
Like, no, everybody except for you cares. You're the only one that doesn't care.
You didn't even let me finish my sentence, you fucking
I don't have to.
Fuck. Do you think anybody really cares about what music you listen to and how you met your wife at fucking Target or whatever?
I It was Kmart. And yes, I guarantee you. Otherwise, they wouldn't have took the time out of their life to call and leave a voicemail message literally asking me what music I listen to. You're the only one that doesn't care about music, Doug. Other people care.
Kaya, do you really give a shit where he met his wife?
He asked me.
Curious. I asked him. Yeah, I didn't ask him. I wouldn't have otherwise. I don't have a gun to my head.
Fuck both.
Okay. Well, no. Fuck you, fat ass. Anthony can vouch for it. I DM'd him privately asking him about synthesizers.
Yes, that shit is more than once
for me. Although it might not be good for the show. You're not wrong. I was just looking for an angle here to see if I don't know, like. You used to be a virgin before your wife then.
Yes, that's true.
So I just wonder if would anybody else kick you out of bed? Are you good in bed? Bad in bed? How would you even know? What is your bar?
I wouldn't know. What my bar? When I come, I'm good. I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean? What's my bar? Isn't that everybody's bar? I don't know if I'm good in bed. I have no idea.
I'm switching sides. Doug's right. This is
No, you guys, please carry on. This is great. Kaya, so, you know, we had that conversation about not being able to enjoy an episode if you're on it.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting back watching you two do the Who's Right podcast. And I'm if I was a patron, I would drop out right now.
I told you we have topics.
Which could be found over at. Here we go. Patreon.com/Who's Right. Oh, I almost fucked up and ended the show.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Doug, do you check your Discord messages? Are you able to see them?
Yeah.
Okay. No, we'll send you a video. Let's play that and let's start a topic.
Well, we've got like 40 topics here to get to.
Yeah, but this is one that is interesting to me as a foreigner. And it's about black people. You don't want that?
Yeah, send it over. We'll check it out.
This is amazing.
All right, just play the video. So this is one of you guys' politicians, one of the Democratic candidates for the presidency. And during a meeting, she tells all the white people to get up, surround the blacks, and apologize for slavery. And it sounds like a cult meeting. You tell me.
Is this real?
It is real.
Play this. Is it Kamala Harris?
And now you're going to have to give me a little bit here.
It's the... I'm blanking on her name. She's the one who believes in astrology and all that. Astronomy.
I didn't know
that. Which one is the fake one?
They're both fake. Astrology is fake. Astronomy is like an actual study of stars and shit.
Okay, well, she's the one who believes in, you know, Jupiter's orbit determines how I'm gonna eat today.
Wow.
So you guys...
To please repeat after me.
Oh no.
On behalf of myself and on behalf of my country, to you and all African Americans.
Oh my God.
Those of you that are listening to this, not watching us on YouTube, there's 40 white people with their hands on a black person.
It looks like looks like that black dude has no shirt on. Doesn't it look like it?
It's literally a token black person.
What in the
So this is
fuck?
Perfect. You guys can reenact this because technically I'm a person of color.
Sorry. Didn't mean to laugh at you when you said terrorists, that.
Terrorists don't count as persons of color.
Yeah, we do, you asshole.
For our nation's history. In honor of your ancestors and on behalf of your children.
Look at that guy. That was cool.
I apologize.
Fuck you.
This is insane.
With
wow.
I acknowledge.
Can you imagine being this black guy?
The depth of the evils that have been perpetrated against black people in America.
What the fuck?
From slavery. To lynchings, to white supremacist laws, to the denial of voting rights, to all the ways, both large and small.
Oh, fuck! Get on with it!
All of them. all
you committed a lot of crimes, Whitey.
All the oppression.
Jesus,
and all the injustices. I apologize. Please.
Okay, wait. So, are we good now then? I mean, is everything good? Are we?
That's good. Yeah. Maybe that bitch is real clever. Now you guys don't have to pay reparations. There was a heartfelt apology. Racism is solved.
Yeah, they accepted it. Once they accept it, we're good. Everything's good.
If someone apologizes to you and you don't accept, that makes you the douchebag, right? Yeah. Get over it.
Right. We right. apologize. What do you want?
All right. So I need you to help me through something here.
All right. Is it the door?
No. So I'm going to lead you guys into an apology, and I need you to repeat after me.
All right.
Why do I have to participate? I told you I'm not white enough. If the KKK came back, they would lynch me. Not me first, but I would be on the list.
Not me first.
All right. Anyway, I don't care if you get lynched. All right. So I need you guys to just follow my lead. As a member of the human race.
As a member of the human race.
I apologize. To all fat people that I have offended. Hello?
Do I have to put my hand on your shirtless body?
Yeah, working all day, I mean, if I had a job, after working all day and being all sweaty and shit, you guys need to rub up against me with your shirtless, hairy bodies.
Do you want that? It's like rubbing against a pineapple. I'm so hairy.
A big, fat, squishy pineapple. All right. I want to... Kai, are you familiar with what's called the Aristocrat joke?
Crap. Yeah. Aristocrat.
Aristocrat, Arista, fuck you. All right. I'm trying to keep, I got all this shit going on.
I don't care.
Yes, I am.
All right. So there's a buddy of ours. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but he has a show called the Man Brain Podcast. He put together his own version of it. I want to play just a few seconds of it, but the intent of it, for those of you that don't know, is I think it's supposed to be the most offensive joke ever created, right?
The most offensive joke, and then the punchline is that you call it the aristocrats, who are a dignified group of people.
All right. Bit's over.
Done.
All right. So here is a little bit of Dave's attempt at it.
The father announces, "Now, sir, you're going to have the orgasm of your life, but it's going to kill you."
I didn't cue it up in the right spot.
And crams it into the poodle, then crams the poodle into the baby like a turducken. There's a new word for you boys and girls. Turducken.
Anyway, it's fuck you. It's funny. That go over to, I think it's manbrainpodcast.com or something.
Just see what you just did was you gathered all your friends around your iPhone saying, look at this video. It's so fucking funny. And then nobody laughed and you felt awkward.
Fuck you. You got any other videos?
I do. So have you guys seen the Bagel Boss midget, the Bagel Boss baby? Have you guys seen that guy?
Yes, that guy was awesome.
I love him. Okay, well, I just wanted to discuss it. How do you feel? Because that guy, you know, he do you want me to dig up the video real quick for you to play?
I got it.
Where's this motherfucker?
So where was that video shot? Was that like...
I don't know where. I forget. Whatever. It said a Bagel Boss, and the guy went in to buy a bagel, and he's like 4 feet tall or 5 feet something. And he just has a complete meltdown.
He's angry because he's 4 feet tall.
He's just very angry.
did you see that he started his Twitter as a Bagel Boss or whatever?
No.
He signed a contract now to fight other viral celebrities. I saw
that. That's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should start a podcast fight. Podcast fight videos.
Here, Kaya, you'll enjoy this. Says Bagel guy did a news interview the next day saying he's sick of women saying he's too short after he pays for their dinner.
You're not too short until after you pay.
No, baby, you're tall enough.
I think that's like a disability, or it should be. I think you should be able to get paid from the government for being too short.
Feet on dating sites, you should be dead. That's okay.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up? Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not standing, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the fuck up.
No. Okay?
Jesus Christ.
You shouldn't ask for it if you're not ready for it.
I love this guy. So I looked him up. I really wanted to know more about this guy. He's now a hero among the incels. They call him Saint Bagel Cell. It says, Chris Morgan, a 45-year-old divorced childless cleaning company owner from Long Island, told the Daily Mail what happened leading up to the video. Morgan described women as being gold-digging liars before proclaiming he was the modern Martin Luther King of short people.
What the fuck?
So I looked him up on YouTube, too. This guy used to have a channel where it would be hundreds of videos where he just goes around and picks these petty fights with people about, like, $5 parking tickets and would just yell at them, and it would always become about their height, about his height. But one of the clips he uploaded actually made me switch sides almost. Like, I want to play devil's advocate here. He walks into, looks like a 7-Eleven gas station kind of thing, and there's this Pakistani guy behind the counter. He says, I came in here, and the first thing, you didn't even say hello. You asked me how tall I am and laughed at me. And the guy behind the counter doesn't deny it. He's still kind of smirking, you know, going, oh, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that, you know, being filmed. They call the cops, whatever. But if this guy just walks into stores and the first thing people do is make fun of his height, I kind of get why he's just so miserably angry.
So I here's why I disagree with you. It is not uncommon for people to, when I walk in, people say, God damn, how much do you weigh? And it just...
But that is self-imposed.
You guys have no idea how many times I've walked into a store and they've asked if I'm a male model. I mean, come on.
So people that are extremely tall, I assume, go through the same thing.
Absolutely, they do. Yeah, you hear it all the time from people that are tall.
How's the weather up there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I don't think that's as bad as being too short. Because when this shit went viral on Twitter, I think the person who uploaded it was one of the girls who was just waiting for a bagel. Every comment is making excuses, saying, yeah, you know, it's about personality. This guy thinks women care about a guy's height. I personally think you don't need to make excuses to call this guy an asshole. He may be an asshole, but to say that women don't care about a guy's height is one of the more shameless things anyone could possibly claim. That is...
Yeah.
A big, big lie. You should be getting red in the face if you say that.
Pretty much everything about me is average.
Are you guys familiar with the B-hole challenge?
No.
So if I think there's a subreddit, I think it's B-hole challenge. What it is girls getting naked and they place their camera or their phone on record and like set it on their bed or set it on a chair or something. Then they go on the other side of the room, take off running and try to jump and land with their butthole on the camera.
What?
Did you
is that real?
Challenge?
Yes. No, I didn't take the fucking challenge.
He's asking if you will.
That would be funny. That would be funny
for our Patreon.
Yeah, set up Patreon Lens and try to land on it. Post all of your attempts too. And at the end, you can just give up and back into it slowly.
Just back into it, baby.
Spreading out as much as I can, just slowly coming at the camera.
Spreading out with one hand, and in the other, you have your wife's makeup mirror to see where you're going.
So the funny thing about what you said is, if I was to use the Patreon Lens, is somebody has to hold the record button.
Well, you have to recruit your wife or your daughter, I guess.
No. No. No.
you could fake it and just stand there with your ass cheeks spread, and they could take the camera and walk towards you.
Throw the phone at my butthole.
Throw the phone at your butthole.
How do people come up with this bullshit? This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
Dude, people are fucking stupid. I'm sure you guys have seen those douchebags licking the ice cream in stores and putting it back on the shelves.
No.
Fucking with the food. No. How do you not know this?
Oh, people licking ice cream and shit?
No. I don't know anything about it.
This bitch takes... There's this viral video. Can somebody DM me this on Discord, please? They take this tub of ice cream, Bluebell, I think it's called. She takes the lid off, licks it, puts it back on the shelf so some unknowing, unsuspecting customer buys it. Right, and this became a challenge. The, I don't know, lick food and put it back on the shelf challenge, where now all of these douchebags went around just putting their spit on food. Some of them got caught by the cops. The cops caught that chick and said she faces up to 20 years in prison for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like, she's a minor. Get you harassment or something like that, isn't it? Or assault, something like that, right?
Anthony, how do you not know about this? As much time as you spend on Reddit and everything, fuck, it's everywhere.
So... I looked that up too. Apparently the reason why you guys have such strict laws against fucking with people's food is because in the, I think, 80s or 60s, somebody replaced a whole bunch of Tylenol bottles with cyanide.
A bunch of people died.
Yeah, so there was a child that died because some mom just gave her kid a Tylenol so she could fall asleep, and the kid died. So
was it cyanide? I seem to remember it being cyanide that they put in there.
Yeah, so some guy just went around tampering with the capsules.
That was when they started putting the FDA sealed the lids, you know.
Right, they changed the laws. Every food manufacturer had to make sure their stuff was more tamper proof, and they also made sure that this would become a federal crime because that guy ended up killing a dozen people or something. He's a natural serial killer who to this day hasn't been caught. So these people going around licking ice cream, even if it's just your spit on food, basically what you're doing is it's a federal crime.
So what if you have fucking herpes? Fucking AIDS.
What if you have anything? Fuck that bitch.
I don't know. When we were younger, we used to go to the store and we'd fill it up with groceries, like we were grocery shopping, which was weird. I was probably like 16 years old, and we'd look like we were all grocery shopping with a bunch of our friends, and then we just kind of push the cart off into an aisle, just leave. We put all the fucking ice cream at the bottom. I was just being a dickhead. I don't know.
Teenagers used to be much nicer, man. Now it's let's lick ice cream and give it our AIDS and then put it back in the freezer. It's let's bully kids into suicide or whatever the fuck.
It's the internet, I'm telling you. They need to just nuke it, be done with the whole fucking thing.
Do you ever spend any time watching those videos where people are getting pulled over and like when the cops ask for their license, whatever, they say, I don't answer any questions.
Yeah, they're a sovereign citizen. Is that what you're talking about?
I haven't heard that line in there, but I assume it's probably the same thing. I don't answer questions, or am I being detained over and over and over again?
Yeah, they give an attitude to a simple traffic check. They have to have an attitude.
So it's funny that you say that, because typically I agree with them. If you're trying, I'm not saying this to try to be funny. I don't know what your rights are in Germany. I know what our rights are here, and
not much.
Right, and we are losing them rapidly. So I enjoy seeing people stand up for them. I just don't think that I would have the balls to do, I know that I wouldn't have the balls to do that. I've been pulled over and interacted with the cops enough time to know that. They say, can I search your house? And, come on in. Fuck it.
Come on in. It's funny because as you're pulling over, and me anyways, I'm like, fuck this fucking cop. I'm going to fucking tell this motherfucker nothing. By the time he gets to my window, yes, sir, officer, I'm sorry. That's always the way it works. I'm always a tough guy until he's right there,
Yeah. You just want to knuckle under. You don't want a problem. You hate him. You want to stand up for your rights, but you also, you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be Rosa Parks. You want someone else to handle it. Let some black guy get shot, not me. That'll look better on the news.
That was Doug's line. You misread the prompter there.
So what's it like in Germany?
Germany is boring, man. It's kind of shitty. It's the United Kingdom light. We still have far fewer rights than you guys. A couple of our states now are deliberating whether or not they should ban insulting people on Facebook. Not just criticizing, but insulting.
Ban it like you're going to jail?
Criminalize, yeah. As you know, there's a line between libel, slander, and just calling someone a cocksucker, right? Mm-hmm. If these people have their way, calling someone a cocksucker is also going to be illegal.
Holy shit.
There's this article I just saw today about police testing technology to assess the risk of someone committing a crime in the UK. So they're going to use facial recognition and, I guess, the pattern of you buying stuff to see whether or not you're likely to be a criminal or just a Minority Report shit.
I mean, these movies have been predicting this shit for 20 years. How do we not, like... Okay, I saw this movie. I see how it ends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fucking this nuts.
It is fucking nuts.
What's the next step? Like, not the end. I think we all know what the end is. But what's the next thing to look for? Like, how long is it before in the United States you are not allowed to call somebody a cocksucker unless you have it on film that they have sucked a cock?
Even then, I don't think you could say it. It's like, even if you had on film Anthony sucking your cock, I don't think soon enough I won't be able to call you a homo because that will still be degrading.
You know what's funny about that, though, when you say that. So I know I don't act like this on the show, but I really do believe that homosexuals is fine. It doesn't bother me.
You don't act like that on the show.
Because it's not funny to come on here and
say. It's not funny.
I know.
Yeah, all fags matter or whatever. That's not funny.
That's kind of funny.
Wait a minute. Okay. But anyway, but now by saying, if I call you a homosexual, then that's libel. That's insinuating there's something wrong with being a homosexual.
Yeah, I mean, what about a double cross, right, in the court? If you say, I'm a homosexual, I sue you for libel saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm not a homosexual. And then you say, sue me back saying, well, now you're implying that being a homosexual is bad. Then I go to jail because you called me a homo originally. That could happen, right?
Okay, so here you do the triple cross. You tell somebody that you're a homo, and then they come out and call you a homo, and you say, ha, I'm not really a homo. And then they go to jail, and then you get yourself put in jail, and then you go butt fuck them. I was gay the whole time.
Big and scary in prison. I think in the alpha male hierarchy, I rank very low in prison. I might have to go actually gay to survive.
Oh shit!
Shave the beard, let my hair grow out.
Oh boy! You don't want to make it easy for him. Come on now.
I do. You don't want to make it hard either. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to make it hard. Are they accepting of gay people over there? Pretty much.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Everything. I mean, so what I think is gonna happen soon, the next step for us in Europe, I think what is gonna ultimately happen for you guys in America is that you are going to adopt these European standards. You have your fancy constitution right now that it gives you a right to say whatever you want, buy guns. It's reckless, you guys. You know, you don't need all that. What do you need? What do you need that for? In Europe, we recently got this Article 13. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
The internet bill?
Right. So they're pushing it as this thing where every website now has to keep, every big website, every big social media site has to keep this index of memes. So if anybody uploads something, it can be checked whether or not it violates the copyright. So if I upload a photo of, let's say, Doug sucking a dick again, it doesn't violate a copyright. That hasn't been in a movie, so that's fine. But if I upload a photoshopped image of, I don't know, Leonardo DiCaprio sucking a dick, that might violate a copyright. I think they're going to use that as an entry to just simply take down news they don't like. Just like New Zealand. I'm sure you guys have heard about the shooting in the mosque in New Zealand. And then people are now going to prison for 18 months or some shit because they share the video or the manifesto of something of that guy.
Yeah.
I think that's going to spread to Europe. And I think from Europe, that's going to spread to America. And I don't think there's anything you guys are going to do about it, you little bitches.
I think that you are right up until you said that very last thing. There are enough people in America who have guns and who are nut jobs. Somebody's going to get killed somewhere along the way. A lot of somebodies are going to get killed along the way,
which will push the agenda even further and faster.
You had a civil war. You lost one time. You'll lose again.
Wait, how do we lose? How do we lose?
See, now I'm taking the bad side just for a joke.
See, and then you just ruined it. I like the fact that nobody really knows where I stand on pretty much anything. I can literally say whatever I want, and then, you know, nobody knows if I believe it or don't believe it. It's great.
Yeah, we do.
I got plausible deniability.
You're not that fancy. You're not that swift, Anthony.
Oh, I trust me.
We know you're not racist.
Did you call yourself a person of color? Let's come back around to that, because you're whiter than sure. I am.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I was with one of my co-hosts from the official podcast in our car, and you know, when you're sitting in the car, driver, passenger seat, our thighs are right next to one another. He started comparing our skin tone, and I said, at most I'm like one hue below you. I'm not that dark.
Yeah,
I could pass for a whitey if I shaved and combed my hair into that
and didn't
whatever
talk.
The tiki torch hairstyle and
tiki
didn't talk
torch hairstyle.
You know what I mean, the Richard Spencer dude.
Uh-huh.
But I also know that, you know, if the I don't know if the white supremacists had their way, I know that I'm not gonna make the cut, right?
If,
I'm not Aryan.
If you
enough.
Don't talk, you will.
I could say I'm mute.
There
maybe
you go.
Then.
You don't have to say it, but yeah.
It would ruin the effect.
Yeah, but then they're going to take some genetic tests, take a blood sample, measure my skull, and they're going to figure out,
just
wait
write,
a minute, this guy's
write
Turkish.
Down that you don't have any blood. I don't have no blood. Sorry.
This guy's a mud blood. He's a Norwegian, like he told us. He doesn't really dye his hair black.
You guys have, so, you know, here the feminist and shit is kind of running rampant, I guess. Anthony, you sent me this article about the, actually, I think you both said it, the man spreading chairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's happening there as well?
That's from the UK, I think. That article, I think, was from the UK.
Everything is from the UK, I think. Anything. If communism has a reboot, it'll be from the fucking UK. I don't know how it goes in Germany. I don't really go to IKEA or any of that shit.
Okay, so I don't know if you know this or not, Kaya, but I'm kind of fucking ignorant. The UK to me is England. Is that correct?
I think so. And that the Scottish people too, right? Is that right?
And Germany is where they have all the camping, correct?
Yeah. And the Jewish people, they really like it. They're dying to be in the camps.
Oh.
That was horrible, man. That was a horrible. I mean, I don't mean like edgy. That was just a horrible joke.
I'm sorry.
No, that was funny. I thought it was funny. Not like where I would laugh right. or anything, but you
know. We're going to take that out.
We'll take it out of post.
Yeah, someone is. You're going to leave it to YouTube's algorithms to catch that.
Yeah, that's right. YouTube's algorithms will edit our show for
you
us.
You know what? YouTube's algorithm would still be like, yeah, whatever. It wasn't that good. We'll leave it in.
Fuck you.
So as far as
the
chairs
are supposed to prevent man spreading, which is where men sit like men, because otherwise their balls are gonna get crushed.
Mm-hmm.
What? Why not? So isn't that like fat phobic, Doug? Don't you feel targeted because you're gonna spread regardless, like a pile of molten butter, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't help it spread. I man spread when I walk.
Awesome. So I don't care that this girl decided she wanted to make a chair where men aren't comfortable. Whatever, that's your fucking right. The thing that bothers me about this whole, if you read this article, she won all kinds of fucking awards, and her, you know, art teacher or her design teacher is telling her how great she is, how great her inspired her designs are. What kind of award do you win for making a chair that half the world, that nobody's going to buy, first of all, and half the world can't sit in? I don't understand.
Yeah, but that award is like if, you know, the three of us gave each other an award for having the biggest dick. You know it's not true worldwide.
Well, right? It's true for one of us.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of us got a dick than the other three. Two.
Sorry. I'm just saying it's a circle jerk. It's either a circle jerk of somebody who agrees with her giving her an award, or a male feminist, a guy who, like, her teacher who just, he's trying to fuck her.
Who wants to fuck her.
Yeah, giving her an award, which I can't blame him for. I'm not saying he's doing the wrong thing. I do too. I'll give her the fucking Oscar, a knockoff Oscar off eBay if I get to
if she's
sit
hot.
On that chair and make her sit on my lap.
Can you see this chat? I'm going to send this.
Said anything? Okay.
I'm sending it right now. I wanted to make sure you could see it before I sent it. I'm curious what you guys think about this. I put it on the board, Doug. It's the
instead of arresting a woman accused of shoplifting, these NYPD cops paid her for her groceries.
I'm just curious. I don't know exactly what I think about it. I'm curious.
I'm gonna read the article.
I haven't read it. Okay.
Three New York City police officers were working on the 4th of July when they decided to stop by a Manhattan Whole Foods supermarket. Security guards told the cops a woman was shoplifting groceries, and officers are now getting massive praise for the generous response. The cops, now identified as who gives a shit, who gives a fuck, were on the way to grab a snack and a cold drink in the store when security guards told them a woman was stealing food. So, Joe, did at any point it say it was a black lady? Because I have in my head it was a black lady.
I think she was white. There's a picture on there.
The don't cops look to me.
The cops approached her to assess the situation. I asked her what's going on. She told me she was hungry. So I looked in her bag. We decided to say we'll pay for her food. What do you mean you don't know how you feel about it?
I don't know exactly what I said. I mean, so
that's what they're there for, is to protect, serve, and buy my fucking food.
Serve my food.
It would have been awesome if the lady was like, can you come home and cook it for me too? I don't know how I feel, because publicizing something like this, it's super obvious that they're trying to do like an image control type of thing, because they kill a bunch of black people in New York City. And now we got to put it out there that we're not just, you know, black people killers. We pay for their groceries too.
But it was a white lady.
It wasn't.
I can't tell. Is she black or white?
In the photo, she's clearly not white. What are you talking about?
I can't.
She's halfway between Mexican
see.
And black.
Is that right? She has her face covered. I can't tell.
So you're
she
telling
has
me
skin.
So the cop was like this. All right, she's halfway between Mexican and black. I don't know if I'm supposed to deport her, shoot her, or buy her groceries.
No, is what I'm any, thinking is,
do you have any white cop... people in your family? Well, my grandpa's white. We're buying your fucking groceries.
I was owned by a white person once. All right, where's the bill?
On behalf of all white people, I apologize. We're now even.
Everything is even. I don't know. I was just curious what you guys think about it.
I think that this isn't a race issue. I think that this is just a bunch of horny cops buying a lady her lunch.
No, it's my opinion. It's a PR move. Otherwise, nobody would know about it.
Yeah. Other than the people that were there. Yeah. Why is there a news article about it?
Oh, because one of the people there tweeted it, and then somebody at BuzzFeed took that one tweet and made a movement out of it. As they always do.
That brings up another question that I have. When's the last time you read a news article about anything to do with society at all that didn't link back to Twitter somehow?
You say that every episode.
Because it pisses me off. I figure the more I say it, maybe people will catch on.
What? So, okay. You know what? I'm going to...
No, you're not.
I'm going to lean into it. Yes, Anthony, I have noticed that. What too. Do you propose we do?
Shut down Twitter. By force of the government.
No, you've been saying that same phrase every episode for the last four shows.
Right. You're asking me what I propose that we do, like me and you.
Just in this conversation, how do we take that piece of information that you said and move forward?
By me saying it, that's how we move forward. The more people that start to notice this pattern, the better. That's the point. The more people that notice that all the journalists hang out on Twitter and then just kind of
That's where you're wrong. There are no more fucking journalists.
Right.
There are just people with cell phones getting angry with managers and recording themselves and putting themselves on fucking YouTube, and that's fucking world is shit.
So what's happening is journalists are just hanging out on Twitter, looking for things that people tweet to write articles about. There's no more journalism outside of Twitter. So I think that that's a huge part of why we are so fucked, because Twitter is a fucking cesspool and all the journalists are hanging out in this cesspool reporting about this cesspool as if it's the world. So stop it.
Well, I'm going to read this story because this is not anything to do with a cesspool.
All right.
Pastor said he was sucking demons out of men he sexually assaulted, victims claim. A New Jersey pastor who is also the chaplain for a local church is accused of sexually abusing numerous men during what he claimed was an exorcism ritual. Reverend Dr. William Weaver allegedly set up an elaborate ceremony where he convinced the men involved that he would purge evil spirits from their bodies by performing oral sex on them.
That's awesome.
The pastor reportedly told his victims that this was a Native American ritual he learned firsthand from indigenous tribes.
Oh, that's great.
You know, there was this one black shaman who taught me how to suck evil spirits out of girls' tits.
Let me see them titties.
That's a good gig, man. Didn't that Jonestown guy always tell his people in the church that he was fucking their wives for their own good?
Yes.
And will keep them happy?
Yes.
It's a genius move, man. I gotta get on that.
I don't know.
Have listeners, girlfriends?
Have you watched the... So maybe... I don't know. That's illegal in Germany, isn't it?
What?
Fucking 12-year-olds?
What?
Talking about grown wives, not Muslim
8-year-old
wives.
You said fuck your listeners' girlfriends.
Okay. I see the joke you're going for. Fuck you.
You guys see the video of the cop, I think it was in New York, that was planting meth?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that is that? There's a video of him actually doing it?
That fucking retard has a body cam on and he just films himself putting meth in people's gloves and shit.
Do they not know when those body cams are filming?
I would assume if you're wearing a camera like that is meant to be filming you at all
times.
You
have to assume that it's filming, right?
Yeah.
Tonight, he's actually behind bars, charged with planting illegal drugs on unsuspecting motorists. As 8 Energy guy's Mike Fasolinda tells us, the strongest evidence in the case came from the deputy himself.
In February 2018, Deputy Zachary Wester pulled over Teresa Odom, telling her that her brake lights didn't work.
Would you consent to a search of your vehicle? You're fine with that? Okay.
The deputy's body cam video shows a white substance in his hand as he prepares to search. It ends up in Teresa's purse. She's arrested.
That is not mine.
Months later, prosecutors discover the video. Wester is suspended, then fired. 119 cases in Jackson County were dismissed. Wednesday morning, Wester was arrested in Walmart.
It's an important
case. So, months later?
What's the point of doing that?
I cut that to months later, so... Yeah. Cop says it happened this way. The lady says it didn't happen that way. You'd think that the next minutes they would be checking the fucking body camera.
Right. Months later. So you're asking, that's in my head. I was thinking, what's the point of this? Why is this guy doing this? Do you think that he has a quota of you know, I no. have to arrest? I don't know. I'm not saying he does. I'm asking.
Even if he does have a quota, just, I don't know.
I don't know what else it would months. Be, I guess.
Maybe as not a quota so much as, you know, you have a high arrest record. It helps your chances of getting a promotion.
Yeah. What?
I'm going to start planting meth at people at work.
for a promotion? Did you say and doing it? I'm going to start doing meth at work.
Kind of get everybody high, especially my manager.
I think if they let people drink at work, it would be the world would be a better place. You don't want to get drunk.
Nope.
Little bit, just take the edge off, you know?
I worked in a place where we could drink.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fucking disaster constantly.
Because you're an alcoholic. It doesn't mean nobody can drink and be good at their jobs.
No, it's not just me. Fuck, there was fights and shit all the time. I mean, it was constant. It has nothing to do with... Yeah, so if the biggest selling point at your business is that it's okay to drink here, and it wasn't a bar. I mean, it was a fucking factory.
So when they put up the listing for the job, all it says is you can drink here. give us a call. It doesn't even say what the position is. Nothing.
Doug got hard.
$18 an hour and you can drink here.
Man, we could, you know, we'd leave to go cash our checks and shit. And all of us would take off and go to the tavern to cash our checks, and they'd have our beers lined up for us.
Oh, Jesus.
And then whatever we didn't drink, we'd just take back to work with us. It was a fucking nightmare. And then, you know, you'd have to go back to work, and your buzz starts wearing off, and you get that. I don't know if you've ever been like day drunk and then you start getting sober in the middle of the day. No, Kai, I know you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, but how does your story end? I get day sober and then what?
Typically it ended with me going home and getting drunk again so I could feel right.
Yeah, you go, oh wow, I wasted a lot of time on that drunk nap that took me 4 hours in the middle of the day. Yeah, fuck it, the day's over anyway, might as well keep drinking now. Without any food.
What's the minimum wage there in Germany?
I have no idea.
Awesome. You're so disconnected. Disconnected from reality, man.
That's not true. I'm one of the commoners.
You know, so I'm sitting here, you know, I get distracted watching all these comments and shit go by, trying to see if there's anything that...
See, I think you're getting distracted by the comments way too much on the show at this point.
Oh, I can't help it. It's
See, he's okay. Doing it again.
Right, slam right. That like button.
See, minimize it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
He's still going on, so minimize those windows.
No, this over here is where my fucking stories are that I got to pull to keep the fucking show going. If I sit here and don't say anything, me and Anthony will just look at each other.
That's not true. You guys always go on and on about stuff. Just have a fight. Just fight again. You guys haven't fought in a while.
Yeah, Doug, what do you want to fight about? We haven't fought in a while. What do you want to fight about?
Would you like to have an open discussion about our conversation earlier this week?
I don't remember which one.
The $20 tier.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a yes. If he doesn't want to talk about it, you talk about it. That's the formula.
That's the formula.
So let me guess, Anthony said no to money again, didn't he?
Yep.
It's complicated.
Dumb son of a bitch. No, it isn't.
It's complicated.
It's dollars. It's a piece of paper. It's green. It pays for shit.
It's complicated. You don't understand. It's complicated.
Oh.
It's complicated, but let me uncomplicate it for you very quickly.
Yeah, explain the situation in only the way that you know how.
All right, so a month or so ago, we came up with this idea that we were going to start a subscription box service as a $20 tier on our Patreon, assuming nobody would take advantage of it because it's a stupid idea, and it would be something funny for us to talk about. As soon as we did it, somebody signed up for it. So we're like, what the fuck do we do now? We don't have anything to spend any money.
We don't have
not
stuff,
only that,
we don't
but
have
it
a
costs
box.
It costs $47 to ship a $20 worth of shit. So I mean, it costs us money.
So we talked about it. And we're like, you know what? All right, so we'll throw some shit together. We'll send it out to this guy that signed up, and then we'll close that tier. And then we forgot about it, and like five people signed up. So started panicking because what the fuck are we supposed to do? like, so what we did is we reached out to a couple sponsors. We now have sponsors, which I was supposed to talk about like a half hour ago.
See how that works.
We'll save all that shit for next week.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck you. So no, when I'm on, you spend all the time just staring at the chat, but when there's an actual interesting conversation, you save it for next week.
Can you? You didn't even listen to what I said. I said I was supposed to have a bunch of sponsor stuff to talk about, but I'm going to save that for next week so I can continue the story.
All right.
All right.
Oh, fuck it. That's why if you don't speak the fucking language, stay out of the American podcast.
Quit taking our jobs.
All right. So long story short, we came up with this plan where we now have sponsors and they're going to send us free stuff for us to turn around and put that stuff into a box and send it out to the people that sign up for the $20 tier. And there's some actually good shit in that. All right.
Okay.
So now when Anthony and I were talking about all this and we came up with the solution to our problem, Anthony got upset because somewhere in the conversation, it went from our sponsor sending the stuff to the patrons to everything getting directed to Anthony to put together the boxes and send to our patrons.
Like I said, it's complicated.
It's not complicated, you fucking idiot. What do you think? Your sponsor is going to sit there and wrap your Patreon tier?
That's exactly what I fucking said. Yes, that's what I think.
You dummy, you're the distributor. They're going to send it to you.
No, no, no. I'm the podcaster. Well, I'm more of a podcaster than I am a distributor. I'll tell you that.
So,
Jesus.
So, like, one of the sponsors said that he would do that. He would send the stuff out to the people, which is great. Mm-hmm. The problem being, we have other sponsors that aren't going to do that. So, all that shit would just pile up in one of our houses then, or we'd have to send it out. So to me, it made sense. Get everything together. Then you build the boxes once a month and then you mail them out. And there's a little bit of profit left over after shipping for us to pay for our hosting and shit. And it sent him into a fucking tailspin. Okay. Now give your view of it, Anthony. Where did I tell the story wrong?
You messed up a couple of facts. Where the conversation that we had the last time that we had talked, the one sponsor that we had was taking care of everything. Cool. Everything's good. You call me the next day. So you got five boxes to send out just out of nowhere. What? I'm like, what? What do you mean? He's sending them out. No, you're sending them out now. That's stupid. Why would he do it? And then it went into, so it was all of a sudden I'm doing it. Because Doug had decided that it's better that way without telling me. And I'm the asshole.
Okay, God. Well, I mean,
that was a really well thought out response, I'll tell you that.
He's the one who was getting all the sponsors, who thought up the idea, and who set it all up.
Hey, fuck you, you're on my side.
You have to do something. Is that it?
Yes! you're finally fucking understanding. I'm the talent.
I'll tell you what I was pissed off today, actually, when we were recording, because so that's fine. I let the comments get to me. I've got that window closed, so I can't see the comments. So I have no idea what the fuck's being said, which is actually freeing. But when I was sitting here trying to get the shit over on this screen to show up on the screen so everybody could see it and pull the story, and I was getting very frustrated. And then I looked at Anthony, and he's kicked back in his chair with his fucking feet up, and he's like, come on, keep it going.
Yeah,
I don't see the problem.
No, I get it. Doug is carrying. I know how that feels. We used to do the same shit on our Patreon when we first started. We used to ship these exclusive t-shirts only for the people who are in that tier, subscribe for I don't know how many dollars, and you get this one supporter shirt. Then we dialed it down. We thought, okay, how can we make a tier where we don't have to make any real-world physical effort? And we decided, you know what? People could pay us for a mailing list where every month we mail them just a nice letter. And we made that a tier. And then we dialed it down even further. You guys know I've been telling you that you need to winnow down your tiers into a single one. So now we don't do that anymore either. And what you're describing, this box of items, of whatever it is you're going to put in there, that's by the young people call it a loot crate or a loot box. So that's what you're going to have to start referring to it as.
Mm-hmm. So Anthony truly does have a point in this, in that we originally intended just to sit and talk to each other, make each other laugh, whatever, not turn into a fucking distribution center.
You're right. And the important fact that you're both, and probably everybody listening, is missing is that
it's always everybody,
right? Except for me. I get
so misunderstood.
The important fact that you're missing is that so I have an issue with anxiety. So when Fuck you.
That's it. I don't know
how
to say it.
Take off your dress and do it.
I don't know how to say it any more than that. But
so initiate with anxiety.
That's it.
that's all I got.
You know,
now that you've cleared it up, I feel bad about everything.
Ian. No, you don't.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. So you don't feel like going into the post office and sending this stuff out? What is it?
No. Do you? No, you just said that you whittled down your tears so you didn't have to do anything.
Because we're lazy and we're trying to optimize profits. You're saying it's because of your anxiety.
And I'm lazy. I thought the lazy part was obvious.
Yes.
The anxiety part is a little less obvious, but I am fucking lazy. And
See, now you're trying to change the topic. Why did you bring up your anxiety in the first place? What's that got to do with shipping stuff?
What do you mean? what you're saying doesn't even make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Do you get like weak knees when you talk to the postal office person?
No, it's not. It's nothing to do with the post office. If I have a whole long list of things that I have to do, or if I have a short list of things that I have to do, it's stressful, and it's not something that I can control, and it's not something that I can put into words without sounding like a fucking retard.
We're past that point. So one of you recruit your kids, maybe get your sons to do this for you? Pay him like a buck an hour.
No. And that's strictly because of the sponsors that I would bet that it's against the law to have the kids put all this shit in.
Okay, your wives then. Somebody hire some help.
It's like there's like $6 profit after everything's said and done. I just want to shit can that whole tier.
So do I.
we spent like it was probably a good solid 50 minutes arguing with each other about this stupid fucking box loot crate for the kid. Which, if you really want one, you can find it at patreon.com. Who's right?
Please don't sign up.
Yeah, that'll happen now.
The boxes are going out. Now, the problem was we put this tier up there and had nothing to put into it. So we put this box up there and then didn't think anybody's buy it, and they did. So the issue now is gone. We have people sending us stuff so we can send that shit to other people. So it's a non-issue anymore. But it was really an issue when the joke was over. Anthony sent out a box of shit to the first person that signed up, which included a butt plug for good measure. Flat as flute, by the way. I should probably say that. We actually have a promo code at Flat as Flute now.
We do?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't remember. I think it's just promo code right. I think you just type in right.
Right.
Dude, well, fuck you. You set it up then, dickhead.
Yeah, so I'm thinking you guys are both on the same page. You just want to do this for fun, but Doug has some. He wants to make some money out of this.
So do I. I just don't want to do any work.
Yeah, you're being a doorstop. So he's doing almost all the work.
So then let him do it on his own then. See what happens. Right. See how far that takes
the money
him.
With you.
There won't be any money.
I think that if... Okay, so change your terms. You get to just talk on the show for fun, Anthony, but Duck gets to keep all of the money. I think that would work out for you.
He's open
for a negotiation.
No, how about like I get 30%?
Okay.
40%.
30.
46%.
20.
All right. So Kai, I have a completely unrelated question. Would you be interested in doing a patron only podcast with me?
Sure.
Bye, Anthony.
For our patrons. He said, sure. Like he didn't quite get the joke.
I got the joke. It just kind of hit home because I thought it would be fun to do one with you.
Who? Me or him?
Him.
Fuck you.
Hey, what if Kai, I have an idea. What if we do a podcast where we review other podcasts?
As shit, we know his formula. We could steal it and do it better.
What are we even talking about? What are we even talking about?
Yeah, this is fucking corny. There you go.
Awesome.
Oh my God. You know what? I think we've got to go over to our we gotta do our patron episode like a half hour ago.
Fuck all that.
I gotta piss.
You just wanted to get us fighting. I told you
it's fun.
I told you at the beginning of the show that I don't think that you're a fan. I think this is all a long con.
I am.
You're fucking with us.
No.
All right. So I've got a bunch of stories that we can talk about on our Patreon episode now. Because Kaya fucking hijacked this.
Okay. All right. That's the story we're telling.
Hey, we all heard it. We all heard it live. This was all just bash on Anthony hour. I like it more when we talk about how fat Doug is.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We're going to go over and do our patron only episode. Kaya, when you're recording your show, I know you have people that for some reason want you to say a certain phrase or something.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever indulged in it? No. If somebody says, Kaya, please say fucking Anthony's mom likes bukkake, whatever the fuck comes to your mind. I don't know. No. But all right.
All right. There's got to be a reason why you're asking.
Well, because I just flipped over here to the chat before we were getting ready to sign off, and there's somebody that's begging me to say something, and
say it. Say it. Is it funny?
No, it's like giving one of your children's candy, and then all the rest are going to want candy, too. That's the problem.
So you only give one of your kids candy? What an asshole.
None of them.
None of them. Is it funny?
No, I it's not to me, but I don't fucking get what it means. Whatever, fuck it. Oatmeal. Happy? Bye. go to patreon.com/who'sright and pick us up there.
Is your labia hanging out?
All right. Splash. So you see you later.
No.
Fuck you. Yeah.